Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We've got the Coolmore Classic on the weekend. Ron Quinton, he's going to saddle up number one and number two. I'd almost say they're like his two girlfriends. Morning, Ron. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
You're close to these two, Daisy Doom and Dixie Bossom. They're your two girls, aren't they?
Yeah, they're my two girlfriends. Yeah, my word. You know, they've been a wonderful asset to the stable. I know it doesn't probably sound a lot when we're talking about Winks have been around, but they've both earned over $1 million now, so that's, you know, very, very great for a small stable.
And the beaut thing about them, Ron, they're both very, very honest mares, and they've raced at the elite level for you all the way through, and that's a credit to you as well.
Yeah, you know, we've handled them pretty well, I think, you know, like we haven't overtaxed them each preparation, and that's why they've lasted probably as long as they have, which is good. And but we do know that they're probably not going to get better at this age, but and you just got to be worried about the ones, the younger mares coming up behind them sort of thing, you know.
Well, Dixie Blossoms the other day was first up. That was a terrific run in the Guy Walter.
Yeah, you know, she run really good. You know, it was probably as good a run as she's ever done first up without winning. But, she performed pretty good on the day, so that was great. And she goes into the race nice and fit for Saturday.
And first up the other day in the Millie Fox, Daisy Doom showed pace. It wasn't beaten much, less than 2.5 lengths.
Yeah, no, she got beat less than 3 lengths, and I thought it was a very satisfactory run under the circumstances, because I had to rush her a bit to get her there, because she had a foot abscess out in the paddock, and it took her a while to sort of get over that, and it left me a little bit short of time, and as I say, I had to rush her a little bit. But she's had the 3-week break now into the Coolmore, which she did exactly the same last year, so. Yeah, the only little problem is that she's got 58 kilos, and there's no mare one with that weight. There's only been two mares carried any that weight or any more, and they were Sunline and Emancipation, and they were champions, you know. So she's got a job ahead of her, and then she come up with Barrier 21.
Yeah.
So that's not. Wasn't good either.
Well, no one could draw a better line or comparison on Emancipation and this one than you.
That's Emancipation was a champion mare. There's no question about that. She won 19 out of 27, and she competed at the highest level, and she was a champion mare. There's no question.
Well, of the two, I mean, Daisy's got 21. Dixie Blossoms has got the two. Daisy's got all. She's got a job to do with the 58 and the 21, hasn't she?
Got a huge job to do. You know, it's probably almost an impossible task for her.
What instructions will you give Andrew, given the circumstances, the weight and the barrier? Ron, just ride cold or what?
Well, she's not a mare that really you can ride like that. She's a mare that always races forward. But I'd probably just tell him to have a running about fourth one off the fence. That sounds all right, doesn't it, from 21?
Yeah, hey, tell him I could do it. You better do it. Show him a video of you doing it.
That's it, yeah. But, she's got a huge task ahead of her, no question. Yep.
Well, mate, we wish you all the best. They're lovely mares, they really are, and you've looked after them so well, and good luck with both of them in the Coolmore Classic.
Yeah, we'll certainly miss them when they finish this preparation, because they'll go off to stud in the spring. So, yeah, there'll be a big gap out of the stable. So, we'll miss them terribly.
You like saying goodbye to two of your family.
That's it, exactly. Yep.
Sending the girls off to high school, to boarding school.
That's right, exactly.
All right, Ron, lovely to catch up. Good luck on Saturday.
Okay, thanks a million.